Jesus emerged from obscurity to proclaim that in him God's kingdom had come near. Crowds were drawn to him by the signs and wonders he performed. People were freed from all kinds of sickness and inner prisons. He fed them in the wilderness. In everything he did, Jesus revealed the overflowing abundance of God's love. He was often at odds with the religious establishment because he threatened the status quo and condemned them for using their interpretation of the law of God to exclude the people on the margins who were God's favored little ones. Jesus was particularly criticized for those miracles where the lives of conspicuous sinners were transformed. He told them to go in peace because their sins were forgiven. This was blasphemy to the priests and scribes, who knew that only God could forgive sins. Later, when Jesus was dragged before the high priest, he was asked whether he was the Son of God. He answered, "I am he." This sealed his fate. Jesus predicted what would happen, though his friends would not face it, even as one of them was about to betray him. One of his closest friends, Peter, said that he would never betray Jesus, but when Jesus was arrested, he was the first to deny knowing him. Jesus' trial was a mockery. Jesus is largely silent. He has allowed himself to be handed over to death. It is no wonder that since his death, he has been heralded as the Lamb of God, the one perfect sacrifice, and depicted in art as a trussed lamb. He was scourged and crucified between two criminals. It was the cruelest judicial death imaginable, and Jesus was spared nothing. He had prayed that this cup of suffering might be taken away, but the only thing that really mattered to him was to be obedient to his Father's will. Paradoxically, it was the only way to free humanity from being defined by death. God had to share it. Jesus' dead body was laid in the new tomb of a secret follower. The entry to the tomb was barred by a large stone. Imagine the fear and surprise of Jesus' friend, Mary Magdalene, when she found the stone rolled back and the tomb empty. All she could think about was her grief, now compounded by the theft of the body. Looking into the grave, she is not alert to the life beyond it. A voice calls her name, and at last she recognized Jesus alive before her, but changed. Just as his friends had disbelieved his predictions of his death, they had also dismissed the prediction of his resurrection on the third day. The Father had completely vindicated Jesus' obedience and trust, and had raised him to life as the beginning of the new creation. Friends who were cowering in an upstairs room, waiting for their own arrest, encountered Jesus and were transformed by the breath of his Spirit to carry the good news of his death and resurrection to every corner of the known world. This good news about Jesus has reached us. His relationship with God as Father is a model for our relationship with God. His death and resurrection have made that relationship possible. In Jesus, God has become one with us so that we can be one with God. In another very famous biblical passage, we are told that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ.